This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Bahamas are getting battered by Hurricane Dorian, which was upgraded to a Category 5 storm. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Silver Mills is riding out the hurricane with his family in Abaco, one of the islands in the Bahamas, which is getting the brunt of the Cat 5 storm.
The ocean waves are crashing on the shoreline. Salt air is, salt sea is just spraying onto our houses. Winds are howling.
He owns the Bahamas Christian Network TV and radio stations and says the wind snapped his 200-foot tower in half.
Our own 55 tower was not engineered for 175-mile-per-hour winds. We were engineered for 130-mile-per-hour winds.
Mills says Hurricane Dorian is like nothing he's ever seen. I'm Julie Walker.
President Donald Trump's trade war with China is about to hit home. As of today, 69% of the consumer goods Americans buy from China will face import taxes. That's up from 29%. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The 15% U.S. taxes apply to about $112 billion worth of Chinese imports. While in China, authorities have begun charging higher tariffs on American imports, according to employees who answered the phone at customs offices in Beijing and the southern port of Guangzhou. Tariffs of between 5 and 10% are being applied to items ranging from frozen sweet corn and pork liver to marble and bicycle tires. A study by JP Morgan has found that Trump's tariffs will cost the average American household $1,000 a year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pledging to annex Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. It's not immediately clear when Netanyahu plans to enact his sovereignty proposal. You're listening to VOA News. Taliban fighters attacked Pula Qumri in the northern province of Baghlan on Sunday, just a day after a major show of strength by hundreds of fighters who overran parts of Kunduz, Afghanistan. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
U.S. and Taliban negotiators are close to a deal that would open the way for peace in Afghanistan, a top U.S. official said on Sunday, even as Taliban fighters carried out their second attack on a northern city in as many days. Taliban fighters attacked Pula Qumri in the northern province of Baghlan on Sunday, the day after a major show of strength by hundreds of fighters who overran parts of Kunduz, an important strategic city. Talks are close to wrapping up in Doha, and a US official said on Sunday that the United States and Taliban negotiators are close to an agreement.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Texas police say the death toll from a mass shooting in the western part of the state Saturday has risen to at least 7. The gunman was also killed. Odessa Police Chief Michael Girk has called it a horrific day after the shooting deaths in Odessa and in nearby Midland, Texas. Police say the incident started when a suspect hijacked a U.S. Postal Service mail vehicle, then drove around randomly firing at people. Shane Rebels is an eyewitness to the attack.
You know, and I pray that those families that got injured or those individuals, they make it out. I got two little ones at home, and I saw a little baby bleeding. So I don't know, boy or girl, don't know. And at that point, it doesn't matter. And I really hope that he or she recovers, as well as the other individuals that were impacted by the situation.
Saturday's shooting comes after a mass shooting in early August at an El Paso, Texas Walmart, where many of the 22 victims were Hispanic. Pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong blocked roads near the city's international airport as part of another day of demonstrations Sunday. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Thousands of protesters blocked transport routes to Hong Kong's international airport on Sunday, the day after some of the most intense violence in more than 3 months of civil unrest. At the airport, planes have been taking off and landing, albeit with delays. But trains to the airport were suspended and approach roads impassable, forcing protesters and passengers alike to walk. Trolleys were overturned and barricades erected at the airport and the nearby town of Tung Chung. Hong Kong police say they have arrested 63 people between the ages of 13 and 36.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. The International Committee of the Red Cross says more than 100 people are believed to be dead after the Saudi-led coalition fighting Iran-backed Houthi rebels launched an airstrike on a detention center in southwestern Yemen. Red Cross team says teams are working to find survivors under the rubble. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.